Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue joins us for Tech Thursday and talking about the modern home office today. Sure, Andy, hasn't everyone got that sorted out since the COVID pandemic?
It feels like we should have, Matt. However, don't forget that the pandemic led us into working from home really quick, literally for many people overnight. And there's no doubt that working from home is kind of a legacy of the pandemic. I mean, before 2019, I think 2018, there's some numbers for this, and about 5% of workdays were being done remotely in 2018. You go ahead to 2020, it's 60%. And so all of us, what we did was we turned on our computers, we had a video camera built in, we pulled a chair out of the kitchen, we set up things, we plugged the printer in beside the laptop, and we started to work from home. However, the last couple of years have seen this investment by people who make tech for home working. They've invested a lot of money and people are now upgrading their home offices because many of us still have that 2 or 3 days a week that we can work from home.
Okay, and then how important is getting the correct chair?
It is. It sounds like it is the most boring part of working from home setup. However, it is incredibly important because if you're going to be at your desk for hours a day, you need a really good ergonomic chair. It needs to have adjustable height. You need lumbar support, you know, that for that lower back. And you also really do need kind of a, what's called a tilt mechanism so that the chair can move back and forward. None of us like being confined to a single position all day. And there is kind of a, there's an obvious winner in this. There's a chair called the Aeron chair by Herman Miller. And if your company is paying for this, ask for one. But they cost about €1,200. However, there are many chairs. And so the office companies that you see advertising online around the country and the electrical retailers and Amazon have some really good chairs for between €100 and €300. Naspoluro make a chair for under €100 and it's adjustable. And there's a new brand called Saihu and they have a really good ergonomic chair at under €200. And I will confess, I bought one of them, assembled it myself, little bit of assembly required, but I'm really pleased with it.
Okay, but should you not really go and sit in the chair first rather than buying something online?
Absolutely. And I did buy my chair online, so I feel I was lucky. So if you can go and try out a chair, you absolutely should. People have asked me in the past, what about gaming chairs? And I kind of like that idea because people do spend, gamers spend a lot on their chairs and they will often spend a few €100 because they will be in them for hours. Some would say perhaps even days. And so they do have the lumbar support, they're adjustable and they tend to be quite not only comfortable, but also kind of they feel they have that lovely kind of luscious feel to them. So if you want to double up with a gaming chair, once you can sit up straight and work during the day, it's also an idea worth thinking about, Matt.
Okay, what about a two monitor setup on your desk?
This is also one of the things that has become really popular because most of us had a monitor plugged into a PC or we had a laptop. However, before working from home, the idea of two monitors sounded a bit kind of ludicrous. It was maybe something for coders or for people who worked in finance, but it makes the juggling of tasks whether you're doing coding or whether you're writing, whether you're doing data analysis or finance, it just simply makes it a lot easier. And of course, with two monitor setups, you can have one single kind of extended desktop, so you can move from one screen to the other. It's nice if you buy one to have the option for vertical or horizontal orientation. And so that, you know, depending on what you're working on, that's a nice feature. There are some really good ones. Samsung make the 43-inch CJ89, and that's a curved monitor. And so you can use it as a single ultra-wide monitor, or you can have two of them. And Asus have a really nice ProArt display. Your listeners can look that up. To give you an idea of price, the Samsung costs about €189. And the Asus is about €350. So you don't have to spend a fortune, but it just transforms kind of the landscape on your desk.
Why do you suggest noise-cancelling headphones for the home?
So this became also really important because if you're working at home all day and you're doing a video call, of course you can use the speakers on your laptop or your PC. However, there is a good chance these days that there's going to be noise in the background. And the noise, of course, can be someone else working at home, maybe a flatmate or a spouse. The kids might be home in the afternoon, and so you're listening to them. And so noise-cancelling headphones are really good if you can block out that background noise. And background noise can come from anywhere. It might be someone upstairs. It might be the neighbor doing DIY. So getting a good pair of noise-cancelling headphones is a good plan. I would also suggest not buying buds for this. Earbuds, I love earbuds. I use them for running. I use them for walking. I use them when I'm commuting. However, for wearing over the period of a day, a full day working, it's nice to have over-ear headphones because they're easy to wear. You and I have often talked about the Sony WH-1000XM4s, and they're expensive. You can get them kind of just over €300 at this point, but they are the best.
Andy, you spoke so much about them last year during our gadget show that I bought them for myself as a Christmas present, and I love them.
Okay, so that's a good endorsement. They are the best, but they're expensive. However, I would say Skullcandy and Sennheiser both make cheaper versions, cheaper than the Sony's, ranging from maybe €80 to €200. And of course, you don't need to have wireless. You can have wired headphones that plug in. And many people say, well, I'd like to get maybe one of the headphones with a built-in microphone. They're all options, but noise cancelling is important if you're working from home.
Okay, why do you believe a wireless keyboard and mouse is a good idea?
This is also one of the things that I discovered during the pandemic, in that I did feel myself with a laptop, you're tied to that laptop. And then actually what I did was I continued to use my laptop, but I bought a wireless keyboard and mouse. And simply, it gets rid of the wires on your desk. But if you're using a laptop, it also allows you simply to extend the kind of workable space on your desk, Matt. And that's really useful. You can buy keyboards and mice at various prices, but say if you're an Apple user, it's over €100 for a mouse. It's over €200 for a keyboard, but there are really nice generic keyboards. The Keychron from Asus is about €120. There are other budget versions. It frees up the space and allows you to kind of work wherever you like.
One final one. What about a high quality webcam?
I think it's worth investing in this because the cameras that many of us have on our laptops simply aren't good enough. They might be, you know, they might struggle for high definition, 720p. Many of them don't work well in low light. So I do think for video calls, if you're trying to make a good impression, maybe you're doing interviews, maybe you're on a work call, invest in something that has HD or 4K resolution. Autofocus is great, and with an integrated microphone, and you bring that audio level up. There are a couple of exceptional ones. The Logitech Brio camera, the 4K webcam, even has a built-in light, and it is almost TV quality, costs about €250, but you can buy lower spec Brio models from Logitech, and you can get others from companies like Tong Vio and others, paying about €100 for a camera. Makes you look great on camera, Matt, and if you're trying to make an impression at work, that's no bad thing.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.